In him we have our very existence. So you are where you are today by the grace of God. Some people started the year with us. Some of them, you know, they began the year with us, but they are not here today. Not because we are better, but we are graced. It's the blessings of the Lord. It maketh rich and added no sorrow. Just thank God this morning from your heart. If you can pray in tongues, pray in tongues. Appreciate God in tongues. Hallelujah. Our God is a good God. Forget. Our God is thinking about you. All the prayers you have prayed, he has heard you. God has heard. And he has dispatched the answers. It will show up. So you can't be angry at God. Oh, you can't be angry at God. God is too faithful to fail. God is too faithful to fail. God is too faithful to fail. He cannot fail. He cannot disappoint you. That's why he's God. That's why he's God. God can be trusted. We know that God can be trusted. Before the need arises, God will provide. That's why we call him Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. God sees you. He sees you. He knows what you are going through. The Bible says that in all the afflictions, God himself was afflicted. Because God was in them. God was with them. He is our Emmanuel. Hey. Father, we give you praise. Can somebody help me appreciate the Holy Ghost? Just as we appreciate the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the Holy Ghost is everything. Where will we be without the Holy Ghost? Where will we be? He's so gentle. Hallelujah. But he's so strong. He leads us. He helps us. He teaches us. He counsels us. It is because of him you will not enter one chance in life. Some of you will just make right decisions. You will know how. Not because you are so smart. Somebody is guiding you. You may not be the best. Hallelujah. You may not be the best. Oh, Jesus. The Holy Ghost will just help you. He will just show himself strong in your life. That's the mighty Holy Ghost that we have. We have him in us. We have him with us. Hallelujah. He's ever present. He's ever present. I don't know what I'll do without him. I'm telling you, I don't know. I just say, when I'm in trouble or whatever, I just say, Holy Ghost, help me. And you can be sure that he will dispatch help. It's like when people die 911. I think they always respond. But the Holy Ghost is faster than that. He can't fail. That's why I know you will end well. That's my confidence. That he who has begun a good work in me will be faithful to complete it. You are God's project. God does not abandon projects. Even God himself told us that which one of you, if you want to build a house, will not first of all count the costs. Lest after he starts, he may not be able to finish. Other people will now begin to mock him. If God himself takes conscious, has advised us to take conscious of our project before we start, how much more him? So if God has taken you as his project, forget, you will end well. It may not look like it, but you will end well. You may look small today, but God is turning things around for you. Many years ago, I've shared this testimony, I'll share it again. Many years ago, don't we'll soon see that, okay? Many years ago, I just had one foolish dream. I will share some foolish things. You know, for you to be a spiritual man, you must be a foolish man. In the eyes of the world, you may be foolish. But I want to just tell you that God is thinking about you. You have dreams. I know you have dreams. You have desires. God is working them out. I had one testimony that blew my mind. So many years ago, I just had a dream to buy a brand new car. I didn't want to Okumbo. So foolishly, I went to Coast Charis. Bible says that whatever the sword of your fish shall tread upon, Abby, will be yours. So I entered, they gave me, it was Saturday. They didn't work on Saturday. They called the salespeople from their house. They say, buyer without money. Thank God they did not know there was no money anywhere. They opened the car. I sat down and I took one of my foolish sons. You know, you have to be foolish to follow foolish people. And the foolish guy knew I didn't have money foolishly. But he followed me foolishly. And we went together. Two of us entered the car. I put my leg in the car. I started the car. I said, yes. It was vibrating where it was.
And so for the chibos, let's be going. Let's find out where we'll be going. And we told you, know how we do it? We shall be back. And we went. Before I knew it, in less than a month or 2 months, some things happened in my office. Before I knew it, the car landed. As if this is miraculously. But that's not the testimony. No. That's not the testimony. The testimony is some weeks ago. That same boy. Honestly, it's not a boy, now it's a man. But then it was my boy. But it's not a man anymore. It's not a boy. That same boy. He came to me some weeks ago. Right here. He said I should follow him. He wants me to come and dedicate his car. And I've not landed. When I went, it was a brand new car. Hold on. When this guy foolishly followed me, he didn't have a job. This was 2015. He didn't have a job. The next year, he got a contract job in a bank. Contract staff. Before I knew it, in 2016, from that time to that, from to this year, next thing they made him branch manager. He's in this church here. They made him branch manager. The guy is looking so fresh and he brought his wife to me. He wants to marry her. See my boy. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. I know God is thinking about you. You may look small, but relax. That line is moving. That line is moving. And it shall get to your turn. In the name of Jesus. Celebrate Jesus, somebody. Hallelujah. You can have your seat in God's presence. Have your seat. Our God is too faithful to fail. Hallelujah. I'm just excited this morning. Alright, praise God. Holy Ghost will thank you. Because you speak to us. We will hear and we will do. In Jesus' name. Amen. Alright, I want to really start by appreciating Pastor K and Pastor M. Hallelujah. Praise God. No, you guys don't understand. This is not ordinary protocol. I know that it's speaking protocol demands, right? Maybe. Protocol demands. But this is not protocol, seriously. I want us to appreciate the prophets in the house, the prophets that God has sent to us. Hallelujah. The prophets that have taught us to do foolish things. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. They've taught us to do very crazy things. And those foolish things are creating crazy results. Hallelujah. Some weeks ago, see, you know your prophets pray for you and you may not be aware. They won't come and tell you, I'm praying for you. They won't come and tell you. But they are laboring on your behalf. So some weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago, I was somewhere. And Pastor N was excited. And she told me that Jethro, I brought out my 2012 prayer journal. And guess what I saw inside there? She said that she saw where she wrote a prayer point. Praying for me. She wrote my 2012. How many years ago? That Lord, praying, and the prayer point was, Lord, let Jethro's leadership capability come out. This was 2012. And that prayer is answered. And it's still being answered. Hallelujah. So they are laboring for you. Praise God. And that's how we have to honor them. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Alright, before we jump in, please let's not forget, for us, Christmas 1,000 times better is a ministry. Who agrees with me? Oh yeah. Matthew 5:16. It says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and what? Glorify your Father. So we're going out to shine the light of Jesus. Please, did you help me put up the flyer? So Christmas 1,000 times better for us is a very dear thing that we do. It's a ministry. So I want everybody to be a part of it. Everybody be a part of it. Give towards it. Give towards it. If you have items, food items, clothes, whatever it is, electronics, whatever it is, in very good condition, please bring them out. And I want to tell you that as you give, you will not lack givers. In the name of Jesus. Because when we do that, thanksgiving and glory will rise up to God. Hallelujah. And when those things rise up to God, blessings will come down. Praise God. So please make sure you are part of it. All right. Then also the life class with young adults. This is also very important to us. Okay. There will be a life class, Pastor K and Pastor M, with young adults in the church. All right. So if you are from 15 to 25 years, this is for you. I joined DCC as a 15-year-old boy. 15 years. So if, and I'm telling you, if I didn't join, if I didn't find God, if I wasn't mentored, I wasn't taught, I wasn't guided the way PK have done it over the years, I won't be here today. I can tell you that. I can tell you. Alright? So please, if you fall between ages 15, 25, this life class is for you with PK. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise Jesus. Alright. Celebrate Jesus. Encourage me, please. All right, praise God. Okay, Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6 from verse 10. I'll just try to quickly share. Please put NIV or KJV for me. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And the Holy Ghost opened my eyes to see that. He didn't say, we will wrestle. He said, for we wrestle. That means it's happening already. It's on. The battle is on. Are you wondering? You are in a battle. Whether you believe it or not, there's a battle going on. Oh, and it's raging. And I pray that the Lord will open our eyes to see. There's a battle. And this battle is for your very soul. Oh, yeah. That's the ultimate agenda. There's a battle. So whether you believe it or not, there's a battle. So please don't be an ostrich. You know how an ostrich behaves? Alright? An ostrich will hide his head in the sand when he senses danger is threatened. But look at the ostrich. Very foolish bird. Very foolish. So you can have a lion standing here. You can have a human being with cutlass. What will you do? I don't put the cutlass here. And I'm fine. Don't be an ostrich. Hallelujah. There's a battle that is raging. And we must be conscious and aware. So God himself said, for we wrestle, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. But thank God, God has given us the tools that we need. Praise Jesus. That's why we call him Jehovah Jireh. The one that provides for us even before the need arises. He has given us tools. He has not left us without what we need. So let's read down from verse 13. He said, therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Okay, let's jump to 14. Stand on your ground. Putting on the first thing he said, put on the what? The belt of truth. And the body armor, breastplate of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so you'll be fully prepared. All right? In addition to all this, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. And lastly, put on salvation as your helmet. And lastly, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. We can't treat all today. I can't talk about all today. But the one that God that God will have us know is the belt of truth. The belt of truth. And the belt of truth. And see, when Paul wrote this letter to the Romans, they understood it. Or whoever wrote Romans, the book of Romans, they understood, because then they had Roman soldiers. And they knew how important, yes, and they knew how important that belt was. Alright? The Roman belt could carry many, many things. If you look at this one, it has place for catapult. It has another place for stick, staff. Has another place for sword. Very important. So, as a Roman soldier, you cannot survive without, because you can't hold your sword all through. No, that's sometimes you need to sheath your sword, Abby. So, for the Roman soldier, they understood what it meant to have to be armed with belt. It's called the belt of truth. And that truth is knowledge. Hallelujah. He said, and you shall know the truth. And the truth that you know will set you free. So today we're talking about knowledge. Go for knowledge. Tell anybody, go for knowledge. If you don't get truth, if you don't get knowledge, you will live a lie. Jonah 2 verse 8 says, those that observe lying vanities forsake their mercy. Oh yeah. There's no middle fence. There's no middle fence. There's no fence. There's no fence. There's no middle ground. It's either, guys, it's either you are in truth or you are in a lie. Oh yeah. And I'll try and show you. Either you are in truth or, and yesterday when I was studying, in fact, when I was studying 2 days ago, God told me something. God said, Jethro, God brought up an issue to me. And he said, Jethro, you have been living a lie on this. You have believed a lie. Some of you have believed lies you're not aware of. Some of you have limited God in your mindset. You have told God that, God, this issue, just leave it. I'm all right. Just like when God came to Abraham again the second time. He said, Abraham, I will. I mean, I said again, God said, Lord, let Ishmael leave. You know, don't worry. I'm fine. Some of you, you have said, let Ishmael leave. You have believed a lie. And God told me, Jethro, that thing I did for you, you are trusting me for again. Why are you closing it? I had actually closed that chapter. He said, no. He said, you have believed a lie. Hallelujah. You have believed a lie. So God that did it before, he can do it again. Praise God. So God will help us to see every lie in the name of Jesus. So you shall know the truth. You see, when you know truth, you are free. When you discover truth, you receive freedom. Praise God. What has been hidden from you becomes revealed and you begin to enjoy them. Oh, I will just share one very quick testimony. So when I just changed jobs recently, okay? I know some people will say that every time. Every time. I've told myself that this time around, I shall stay. Well, who am I? If the Lord brings me, as our Lord to cross, what shall we do? Praise God. But I'll tell you something about that. And I'll come to that. It's not just happening by chance. There's grace involved. And I'll share on it. Because I've learned that there are no superstars in God. Nobody is a superstar. We do have people who are super seekers. People who seek God. People who have known God. Who are doing some simple things that God has told them. It can be foolish things to other people. But to them and God, it's a foolish thing, but it's producing big results. So anyway, I was trusting God that, God, this is my new job. Before they gave me offer, I want to have a job that people, I'm in HR, and I take people into company, and at some certain level, we give them generator. We give them diesel, fueling, everything. I said, that's a good life, oh. I know how it is. It's a good life. You will not be buying fuel, buying all those things in this Lagos. I said, Lord, that's what I want. When my offer later came, there was nothing like that there. I told the person laughed at me, said, Jethro, no, it's not there. You see, but I still trusted God that anyhow, God will create a way. So I just moved to a house. I created a place for generator, for big gen. It not make sense, but I just created it. I said, I'm not going to use my money to buy and buy gen, no, but I'm making this place for big gen. Some weeks ago, two weeks ago, we were trying to do a salary survey in HNOs. How what you do is to check what that companies are paying. When they now brought the benefit schedule for my current company now, the benefit where they wrote out the benefit for my level, when I opened it, the kind of things I was seeing there, I saw generator inside there. I saw business class for me and my wife inside there. Holiday travel. I saw what other things, insurance, all kinds of yeah things. I looked at my colleague. I looked at her. I said, Pat, why didn't you tell me? She was laughing. You don't know now. You don't know what? People have been sitting on my blessing since. Today, I collect my blessing by force and by fire. Hallelujah. You see, when you know what is your own, you can stand on your ground. I'm not begging anybody again now. I'll just take it to, I'm going to meet the MD. Oh yeah, I've signed. Oh yeah, sign. Let them do the needful. Praise God. When you discover truth, you can take what is yours. Just an example. When you find truth, you say, you shall know the truth. And the truth will give you freedom. So you must seek truth. Hallelujah. I saw that God was frustrated. In Jeremiah 4:22 or Hosea 4:6, God was frustrated. He said, these are my people, but they don't know me. See, they don't know me. You see, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My own people. He was paining God. See, my own people are destroyed. Hey, he was paining him. See, because they don't know. They lack understanding. See, he that is in honor and does not know it, is like a beast that perish. So you can be, guys, as a Christian, you are in honor. Hallelujah. As a child of God, you are in honor. Honor. You are living in honor. Praise God. But if you don't know it, you will die like a beast. What the Bible says. So you must seek knowledge, guys. God told me. See, God said, tell them to seek knowledge. That's what God told me last night. He said, tell them. He said it two times. He said, tell them to seek knowledge. Knowledge will not fall on your laps. God does not give knowledge. What he gives is wisdom. So you get knowledge, he will not help you. Wisdom is the right application of knowledge. So you will get the knowledge, he will tell you how to apply it. But it won't fall on your laps. It's hard work. You must create a system around getting knowledge from God. It's hard work. But it's rewarding work. Who wants grace in his life? If you want more of God's grace. You know grace is in levels, Abby. Grace get levels. They're not all the same. Grace has levels. The grace that some people walk is higher than others. Abi? Paul said that because of the grace of God, I walk more than all of them. It's God's grace. So if you want more of grace, knowledge is the key. It says grace and peace be multiplied by knowledge. Did you let me find that scripture? I couldn't find it. It says grace and peace be multiplied by knowledge. So it tells me that the more you know God, the more your grace, the grace of God upon your life, begin to multiply. The more your peace begin to pass it all understanding. Because you know God. You say, I know him whom I believed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Knowledge brings grace. Knowledge brings grace. Many years ago, my very, very first job, Pastor K came up here and he shared about some foolish guy, one very foolish boy, that he told God that, God, if you will give me a job where I can earn 500K per month, every month I will give you, I think, 200 or so. Yeah, 200K every month. But God, give me a job of 500. Before long, he got that job. The guy is very blessed today. He's changing jobs like me. So when I hear that thing, you see, when you hear that kind of knowledge, how you approach it matters. You can like, oh man, wonderful, wow. And you just go away, wow. Or you can say, wow, Lord, I want it. This guy doesn't have seven heads. He has only one head. He's a born again like me. I also want this blessing. Or you can be angry. So when I heard that one, I said, ah, Lord, I want this type. I want to go and pray. I say, Lord, if I want 500,000 naira as my salary, do it, Lord, and I shall give you 200,000 every month. It's an agreement. I'm telling you, I kid you not. I was just on my own one day. Someone just called me from nowhere. Jethro, you define work? Are they forbid work? I said, yes. I said, so they had called her for an interview. So they told her, look for another HR person so you can come for assessment center. I don't, we have other roles, not one role. So bring people. So the lady called me, let's go for assessment center. So I followed her. They took only me. They didn't take her. I'm telling you, it's not a good thing. No. Be careful you are following. No. If you follow a grace man, you will collect it. Oh. For you too, you not carry a grace man. He will collect it from you. Only me they gave you. Out of all the people that give assessment center, only me they hire. They say they have other rules. Now lie. Now only one. They had two, but they took only me finally. And that's how I entered that place. And when I saw the salary, it was not 500K. It was 550,000. So God added the tithe on top for me. And I began to give that 200,000 every month. But I will not lie to you. He was pinning me. I said, what kind of vow is this? Can't you just trust God for without putting condition? Are you Jephthah in the Bible? Remember Jephthah? You don't know Jephthah? Jephthah said, Lord, if you will deliver these people to my hands, anything that come out of my house, I will sacrifice it. He finished winning the Ammonite. As he was coming, it's his daughter that came out. He said, wahala, you don't put me for wahala. See, must I put vow inside this thing? So for 4.5 years, I was giving that 200K consistent. I think sometimes we even increase it, Abby. We're giving it consistent. No, don't clap here. No, we are clapping. Calm down. I was giving it, we never failed 1 month. Sometimes I was tough. Because I can't go marry wife now. If you are a single, you're a big boy in town. You're not marry wife. You're not born picking. 300K will become like 30,000. I'm telling you, it was tough. But God gave us the grace to continue. For 4.5 years, we were doing it. When the cloud became full of rain, It's what I'm seeing today. When the cloud became full of rain, it began to pour down. So the kind of things I see, my mates are not there. I cannot fool myself. Praise God. So it is the knowledge that came that God gave me the grace to tap into it. Hallelujah. See, true knowledge shall the just be delivered. So you are just already. This is you are not just too. Can you see that? That means it's possible for you to be just and you are not delivered, sir. Yes, now. He said, true knowledge shall the just be delivered. So it's possible that you are just, but you are in bondage. It can be anything. When you have knowledge, you are free. Hallelujah. God will free somebody here today in the name of Jesus. So God was frustrated. All right? So the key is to seek knowledge. How much can you dig for truth? There's only one truth. How much can you dig for truth? How much? How long can you dig? Mel Gibson, I was watching an interview with Mel Gibson. And Mel Gibson was telling national TV, telling the interviewer, I'm a believer. He said, is that you believe the Bible 100% or you don't at all? It's Mel Gibson. You know Mel Gibson, Abby? That was, I was surprised. He said, I'm a believer. He said, you believe the Bible. So, how much can you seek for that truth? If you seek for truth, you'll find it. Oh yeah, you find it. The deeper you dig, the more treasures you will find. Hallelujah. So you can't win without knowledge. You can't win. You can't win in life without knowledge. If you don't have knowledge, you can't win. You cannot win. So you must be hungry. You must be very hungry. Your deliverance is in your knowledge. All right? Grace is in knowledge. The peace you are looking for is, oh Jesus, peace is in knowledge. Say, grace and peace be multiplied. Peace. When you have knowledge, you have peace. I have never changed jobs without God giving me instruction as well. There are some jobs I want chance. I mean, HR, I know these things now. There are people that take jobs, the next, oh my God, there's one I'm dealing with now. The guy had a company accommodation. Company car. He left that one to go and join another company. In less than 3-4 months, they said they want to do redundancy. And his name is on the redundancy. I saw his name on the redundancy. One company like that. Hallelujah. What will you say to that one? Is it not one chance? So, I have made moves. I got knowledge. Hallelujah. So, you can get something by grace, but you also need grace to keep it. You need peace inside. Oh, where I worked before, some things happened, and it was as if things were shaking. A storm was come different. But I remember that God gave me what before I left. I did not just jump from where I was before. God told me, if you just go, I will show you kindness there. And I remember one message I preached here about Lodeba. Can you remember? You see, when God wants to show you kindness, kindness is not about, oh, like, ah, find me something. No, God's own idea of kindness is compensation. It's restoration, it's promotion. If you read that place where I shared, you will see. God's own idea of kindness, not like we're thinking, oh, just be kind to him. No, we're not begging. And God said, and let me be honest with you. God showed me kindness over there. When things were shaking, see that the fact that God has given you a promise doesn't mean you won't face challenges. In fact, you can be guaranteed that you will face challenges. That's a proof that God is there. If you enter and nothing happens, I don't know. But if you enter and you face challenges, you see, but those challenges is what God will use to catapult you up. And I went back to God and God reminded me. I said, God, this is the word you gave me. And God proved this word there. God proved this word before I left. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you need peace. Peace that passeth understanding. This last night here, many are studying and praying for such a meeting. And I now dream one kind of yeah dream like this. You know, there are some dreams you dream that you think that you heard God in the dream. You think that it's so real. When I woke up, and I was like, my peace was, I was talking about my work now. Like I heard something like a proclamation in the dream about what will happen in the future in my office. It was not a good something. I was unsettled. And God, as I was praying, God told me, is that the word that I gave you? I said, no, sir. He said, leave it now. Your dream may seem very real, but it does not negate the reality of God's word. Your situation may look very real, but it does not negate what God's word has said. When you have knowledge, you will have peace, like a river. You can sleep in the storm. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. You can get strength from knowledge. See, those that know their God, shall be strong and shall do what? Exploits. 1 John 2:40 say, I write to you young men because you are strong and the word of God abideth in you and you have overcome the wicked one. Hallelujah. When you have God's word, when you have knowledge, you are strong. You are strong. So please seek knowledge in all you're getting. Get knowledge. Yeah, we don't have superstars. We just have people who are seeking God. Who are seeking God. Who are seeking God. You say, out of the eater comes something to eat. Out of the strong comes something sweet. Remember that redo by Samson. Out of the eater, you get other people can eat out of you. Out of the strong, something sweet. If you want sweetness in your life, if you want sweetness, you need to be strong. And if you want to be strong, you need to have knowledge. Hallelujah. And go, and when you have knowledge, then you now see that wisdom will now begin to operate in your life. So you can rightly apply the word of truth. Hallelujah. So we'll just round up quickly. All right? How you can get knowledge from God's presence. Please spend time with God. All right? When you go to God's presence, don't be a talkative. God has told me from over. I'm learning the lesson in the name of Jesus. No, you just want to pray and talk. I want to pray 1 hour. I just enter. Makababara bobos. God said, calm down. Calm down. He said, let me talk to you. You know what I'm saying? Because when you just enter 1 hour, you blow. You just say, thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. It doesn't work that way. You must listen. He wants to tell you things. So you want to get married, you are wondering, is it this guy or is it the girl? Go and talk to God. He will tell you. Spend time with him. He will tell you. He can tell you whether she's the one or she's not the one. I've been experienced it before. Oh yes, many years ago. You know, as a single man, you can have many friends. You're not sure which one. So I was in that situation. And I said, Lord, so one day after work, then I was serving. After you service. Yes. Praise God. So I said, God. So after work, I'll just have my bath, spend time with God, pray, read my Bible, and I'll go and check up that girl. You know? I'll go and check up in Copper's Lodge. You know, you coppers in the coppers lodge. I'll go there. So that day I finished, you know, worshiping, praying, everything. I finished. I stood up. And now it's time to go and do the needful. And the Holy Ghost just said, Jethro, just give me 5 more minutes. I heard it like, Jethro, I just said this inside me. Just only 5 more minutes. I said, okay, no problem. I dropped everything. If you want, I'll give you 5, no problem. I went back to worshiping and praying. And while I was getting back on that position, Holy Ghost just told me, hey, you can also use these 5 minutes to ask for that thing you've been asking me for. Now, ask whether she's the one. Because I've been getting phone calls and you know, all of those things. I said, okay, Lord, it's true. Is she the one? And I heard, no, she's not the one. It was as if the person was standing beside me. So I stood up. Who said that? And there was nobody there. But the Holy Ghost was there, actually. But I heard him clearly. That was how I carried my broken heart. And I went somewhere else. Today I'm healed in the name of Jesus. So if you lack direction, go to God. In God's presence, you will get it. Ask David. David was confused about his Christian, about whether it even paid to be a Christian. Psalm 73. He was confused. He said, the Christians are not getting blessed. Unbelievers are making it. They are prospering. I understood their end when I went to the temple. See, when I got there, I understood that God had placed them in slippery ground. Hallelujah. Some of life questions will be answered from here. Some of you will get instructions from this same place that will move you to your next level. There's something that me and my wife was doing some time ago.
I had some money with me. We were trying to work on something. That was last money home and away, home and abroad. No money. You know, it's like this is my last one, eat it and die. Last money. So while I was here worshiping, just here, I don't know how much I was in worship. If Pastor K was just preaching, next year I just heard in my spirit, go and give your Isaac. Waiting concern Isaac for this one again. You know Isaac? You know Abraham? Some of you have Isaac now. You don't know you have Isaac. That thing that is precious to you, the Lord may ask for it. What will you hold it back? That will, if you hold it back, you may have failed an exam that's supposed to promote you to a very high level. So when God said, give that your Isaac, no. You know when you're like, this one cannot be God. No, it's not that one. He said, give your Isaac. He paid me. I was right here. He paid my soul. Isaac had been keeping for this matter. After service, I told my wife, say, babe, we need to give that money. She said, God, I told her now. But she didn't want to come and tell me. You know when your wife don't tell you that this Isaac is too important. If I tell him, he can fight me. He said, no. She said, God, I told her. But she said, no, I won't tell you. She said, God, is your son. Go and tell him by yourself. I said, okay, no problem. But that decision today, if we didn't do that thing, we wouldn't have seen the mighty hand of God like we saw it. It's like the floodgate just suddenly opened because of that Isaac that we dropped. Hallelujah. So please, this building project, don't play with it. Oh yeah, please don't. Some of you are laying a foundation for your own miracle tomorrow. Hallelujah. So please spend time with God. All right. Then read books. I'm running up now. Read books. Yes, I'm running up now. All right. Read. You see, we like Daniel, Abby. We did Daniel fast last month. And we were really inspired by Daniel. But you know, Daniel was a reader. Oh, Daniel was a knowledge-seeking man. Daniel said that, I learned by books how many years the Israelites were supposed to be in captivity. He didn't say book, by books. He said somewhere else, Daniel read many literatures. So you must be a reader. In case you don't like to read, how best can you learn? Thank God for technology these days. You can have the Bible on audio. Oh yeah, you can put the earphone in your ear. I do it. Put the earphone in your ear and be hearing it. You are hearing the Bible. It's still Bible. Abi, there's no excuse for ignorance. Make sure you are constantly getting knowledge. And please don't leave it to chance. Create a system around getting God's knowledge. Create a system around it. And as you do so, you will get strength. You will see grace like never before. You will see peace like never before. In the name of Jesus. Have you been blessed this morning? Hallelujah. Praise God.
We know you've been blessed by this message. To order a copy of this message or any of our messages, you can call us on 080-777-14411 or 080-777-14412. Or you can visit our website on www.davidschristiancenter.org. David's Christian Center, home of victorious people.